Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Orson's Shadow. Austin Pendleton's play is a mostly fictional account of critic Kenneth Tynan trying to broker a deal for Orson Welles to direct Laurence Olivier in a production of Inuesco's absurdist play Rhinoceros in 1960. The bringing together of these two giants was always going to result in a monumental clash of egos. Add in the fact that Olivier is on the point of ending his marriage to Vivian Leigh to take up with Joan Plowright, Tynan has an agenda that he hopes will result in Olivier giving him a job at the new National Theatre, and Orson sees the liaison as a way of persuading Olivier to put on his play Chimes at Midnight at the National, that in turn will help him raise money for a film version, and things were going to get very complicated indeed. If what I've just said has some meaning for you, then there is much here to enjoy. If, however, it left you a little confused, then therein lies the problem. To get the most out of what is certainly a very well-written play, you would benefit from having a knowledge of Welles and his films to understand some of the references. It could be said to be one for the buffs and Welles enthusiasts. Lead performances are excellent, though. Adrian Lucas as Olivier, and especially John Hodgkinson as Welles, nail their characters completely, while Edward Bennett bears a striking resemblance to Tynan and captures the man's voice superbly. The dialogue between the two leads crackles and sparks for most of the time, although things sag a little midway through the second act. When Olivier begins to lose his confidence and struggles with finding a way for his traditional style to fit with new modernist ways, what starts as a compelling duel between director and star becomes a bit wearing when it's dragged on for too long. And Gina Bellman, who is an alluring Vivian Leigh, doesn't fully convince when the psychological problems begin to engulf her. Director Alice Hamilton shows some nice touches, a phone call between Olivier and Vivian is particularly well handled, and mostly this is an entertaining and often gripping work. But then I know something of Orson Welles' history. A friend who went with me and isn't a fan of Welles found it well acted, well written, but all a bit confusing. Orson's Shadow continues at the Southwark Playhouse until the 25th of July. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.